Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Lots to get into here today, and yes, finally, Dr. Luch is going to be on the show coming up later on this afternoon. The final segment of the show, Dr. Luch returns. We had a lot of stuff to talk about. I don't even think he's been on since the brick-throwing incident. So a lot to talk about today with the Doctor of Lucha. Also, news today, as well as your feedback. We've got new matches announced for the TLC pay-per-view. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about different things they could do and potentially chairs matches and tables matches, and somebody said, Brian, last year there was only one TLC match, no chairs matches, no tables matches, that sort of thing. Well, things changed. This year, a tables match has been added to this show. Natalia versus Ruby Wright in a tables match, TLC, San Jose, California, December 16th. We have the full lineup for the show. If you want to talk about that today, you're welcome to. We have the finals coming up of the New Japan Tag League. MLW's middleweight title has been declared vacant. Yes, we have a UFC pay-per-view tomorrow. Max Holloway, Brian Ortega is the main event of the show. Valentina Shevchenko and Joanna is the semi-main event, women's flyweight title. NXT Wednesday, I've seen it. If you have comments on NXT, you're welcome to alert us today. If you want to tell me that I'm right, that Matt Riddle has the greatest entrance in all of pro wrestling, you're welcome to do so. Phone number 844-411-5411. That is toll free, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. We'll take those through the first, I guess, two-thirds of this show, and then Dr. Lucha joins us. And a lot of other great stuff coming up today as well. Once again, 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. We may open up the sports byline as well. But for now, those are the numbers. We'll get to it after the break. Stick around. Wrestling Observer Live.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. I tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reign Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Lots to talk about here today. Return of Dr. Lucha coming up later on. Lots of news to talk about. Should mention that got word today XFL is looking for team presidents. Just want everyone to know I'm here in Seattle. Home of the future XFL Heat. I mean, if I don't end up president of this team, at the very least, my new show will be debuting weekends on Sports Byline, covering the XFL. So get in now on the ground floor while you can, everybody, because this is going to be big. Mike, what's happening?
I'm just listening and
gobsmacked
thinking about what could be. Yes, what could be with the Seattle Heat.
Dude, if it's not the Seattle Heat, seriously, I'll be stunned. I mean, that's got to be the name of this team, right?
I hope so.
Speaking of Heat, they've already announced the first segment for Monday. If you recall, everybody, they had a show Monday, and Vince showed up. George H.W. Bush was dead. He decided, I must rewrite this show to get rid of some of this heat. These fans want to be happy here today. Forget the fans that watch every week. The fans here in Texas, they need to be happy. Well, it all changes Monday. Final build to Ronda Rousey's Women's Championship defense against Nia Jax at TLC will include a press conference segment on Monday's Raw.
That always ends well.
I can only imagine the questions asked. WWE has announced ahead of the match, Alexa Bliss will be holding a press conference on Monday's go-home show.
Oh, lovely.
She tweeted, since taking over the Raw Women's Division, I put our female superstars at the forefront of WWE. So before Nia Jax and Ronda Rousey face off, I'm holding a press conference. May actually use some of your questions. Yes, they're doing this again.
You, universe.
Do you realize, everybody, I don't want to, you know, backtrack here into the last couple of days, but you do all realize that the Monday Raw rating was a record low number. And not only was Monday's Raw rating a record low number, but the first hour of Raw was like an unbelievably low number. And the first hour of Raw featured an Alexa Bliss Q&A with Bayley and Sasha Banks that was like absolutely god-awful. The number for the first hour of Raw, this is the first hour, by the way, 2.26 million viewers. It was the first hour of Raw. That barely beat the third hour, which died. Okay.
How so their plan. 18-49.
I don't have the demos right here, but the point of this
terrible.
Is that happened, and so now their new plan is to open up Raw with another Alexa Bliss Q&A with the fans. That's seriously what we're doing here? Mm. Yeah, so there you go. So that leads us to TLC, which is coming up the following Sunday. We have an added match, Ruby Riott and Natalya in a tables match. That should be very exciting. Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, WWE title. Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Intercontinental title. Braun Strowman, Baron Corbin, TLC. Yeah, it's a TLC match. Can you imagine? Yeah. Ronda Rousey, Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, Asuka in a triple threat TLC match. Finn Balor, Drew McIntyre, Elias, Bobby Lashley, Cesaro and Sheamus versus the Usos in the New Day. Natalya, Ruby Riott, and the finals of the Mixed Match Challenge.
That's a really damn good show on paper. It's a really good show on paper.
It actually looks like a decent show on paper.
Now, in execution with finishes, tough. But, like, you know, bell to bell.
Yeah, but you know what?
That hope.
You know what? As far as those finishes, like, we're going to get a finish in Strowman and Corbin because it's TLC.
That's true.
Like, you can't do a DQ there. You're going to definitely get it in the three-way, same deal. You're going to get it in the tables match.
Yeah.
I mean, you're actually going to get some finishes on the show, for sure.
I'm good.
So, like, they can't help themselves. Maybe they'll listen to this and go, oh, damn it, now what are we going to do? Didn't realize we couldn't do that. All right, let's go to the phones. I presume this is Ryan. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Jack from D.C.
Oh, my God. I'm stunned. What's up?
Not much. Before I get into my main point, I just want to say, can you imagine the amount of heat that's going to be on this coming Monday's Raw, coming after last week's decision to forcibly tone down the heat? Can you imagine how much he's going to turn it up this week?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, I mean, the one good thing is he made the decision to have a happier show last Monday. Like, if somebody else had somehow made that decision for him, oh, my God, I can't even imagine. But, I mean, they're probably we'll probably have to do makeup heat this week.
And can you imagine that now he knows that toning down the heat led to a lower rating?
Oh,
can you imagine?
I hadn't even thought of that. Oh, yeah, no. He gave everybody happy endings on Monday, and the show did a terrible number. I had not even thought of that.
Oh, God.
Now it's going to give him even more emphasis to use heat in every segment. But the main reason I call it is this is something that I don't hear a lot discussed, but there doesn't seem to be any use of large four-plus man factions in WWE in storyline. I mean, you have a lot of tag teams and three-man teams, but having factions, it really adds a lot of complexity. And it makes things interesting. Like, you see New Japan, and, like, back in the day, it used to do it a lot. I mean, in my opinion, 2002 to 2004, without Evolution, would have been terrible. I mean, you refer to it as the doldrums, but Evolution was the only thing that made it interesting. So I'm thinking, like, why don't they do this anymore? Like,
well, look, right now you got Bobby Lashley and Baron Corbin and Drew McIntyre and who else? Leo Rush? What else am I forgetting in that little exchange there?
Well, I don't know if that's an official faction, but, I mean, here's the thing, too, everybody. I mean, name some famous, factions from wrestling history. What's the most famous four-man faction of all time?
Four Horsemen.
It's Four Horsemen. I mean, you think Vince ever, watched any of that? Of course not.
Damn it, only.
Vince doesn't know. Vince couldn't tell you the name of one faction in New Japan. I mean, maybe he could tell you Bullet Club, but I mean, you're talking about a guy who, what he does is what he's done for his entire life, and WWE has never been like a faction territory. Like, you got to remember, DX originally wasn't a faction. DX was Shawn Michaels and Triple H ended up together, and Hunter happened to have a manager in China, and Rick Rude was there briefly, but it was...
The Outlaws were natural fits at a time where they were moving in that direction, and that was Russo was
together.
A faction guy.
I mean, he wasn't in charge of Evolution or anything like that. But
no,
I mean,
Nation of Domination at that era when they did do those little when they were focusing on them in the Brood and that sort of thing. That's at that time. Now, I think where WWE falters now is the fact that they do this stupid Lucha House Party thing, and they have so many three-man teams. Make the tag team titles open for any three guys to defend, or if it's three guys want to defend the tag titles. Who cares if it's two or if it's three people? They should just go ahead and let anybody do that like that. And then that would make factions actually mean something even if you don't have any.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. Mike, Brian, two questions. Mike, first, if that's okay with you. Heard you on the Big Audio Nightmare this week mentioned the Stardom match between Gargis and Hanakamura, but you didn't go into any detail on it. Would you care to elucidate on the match? Because it was a co-event of the first show I ever attended live, so I would love to hear your thoughts on it.
I thought it was kind of a mess. I thought it was. I know this was the big breaking apart of Kimura leaving the group and everything, and Kagetsu, just beating her to death there. But I had also seen that as I was talking about the Hashimoto title defense against Meiko Satomura, and that's far more of my speed. I mean, obviously, you know, Kagetsu, that was a brawl. They were everywhere. They beat on each other. They, you know, all the weapons and all that sort of stuff. And I know what story they were trying to tell, but it was so over the top, and I think kind of went on for longer than it needed to. And in opposition to what I was watching when it came to, and again, that's what the crowd wanted. And they did, again, they gave the people what they wanted that way. But the Sendai title match, I thought, was far more my speed, and I thought it was just far better done. And actually tells a good story, too, because usually the teacher is the one who always beats the student. And when it comes to Hashimoto and Satomura, it's the other way around.
Yeah, go ahead and text me the other question, because we have to head to a break. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Sports Nier says, Brian, I was the guy who just called. My second question is, New Japan Tag League, the Suzuki Iizuka versus Zack Sabre Jr. Taichi match. Did you see it? What were your thoughts, and would you enjoy a singles program between Suzuki and Zack Sabre Jr. going forward? I have not seen it yet. I think I would like to see a Suzuki Zack Sabre Jr. program. I love Suzuki. I have a love-hate relationship with Zack Sabre Jr. Like, sometimes I see his matches and I just don't get it. I'm like, I just don't get it. Do you know what I mean, Mike? I don't get it.
Yeah, well.
And sometimes I see him and I'm like, that match was awesome. It just depends. I think that him and Suzuki would be awesome.
I thought you had turned the corner on him. I really did.
Well, what was the last match that I saw? It was the...
I thought it was throughout the G1.
It was... what the hell was it? It was the same weekend as the A-Kid match. It was Sabre Jr. Somebody help me out here. Anyway, whatever match this was, it was so great. I loved it. I loved everything about it. I think Zack Sabre Jr. against other guys who can grapple, I really like. Zack Sabre Jr. against guys who grappling is not their speciality, my favorite.
But he's done wonders working around other guys and being able to tell the story, you know, with his match, you know, and being able to still let them, you know, get their stuff off too and make it believable. I get he's very, very good at what he does. And the fact that he is a vegetarian or vegan or whatever works into the story, and his light frame does work in the story too when he faces someone. So it's not like they completely ignore that and insult you by that, which I know that's a thing with you when you look at his bird chest and you just want to start chopping it.
All right, I'm gonna make this quick. I'm not gonna be angry. Just every day I get something like this.
Oh, here we go.
Is there a larger number of viewers that WWE has lost to piracy as a means of cord cutting than accounted for or than is realized? No. The rating, the Monday Night Raw rating, is a percentage of viewers, okay? If you cut the cord, if you cut the cord, there's one of two things that's going to happen, all right? Either A, like if you like start pirating the show or something like that, then you're like you cut cable, so you're out of the percentage. So it makes absolutely no difference. It's zero difference. If you shut off cable and you start watching Raw on whatever, like the rating is going to be exactly the same. It has nothing to do with anything. And the number of people that have gone from cable TV to like torrent sites is zero. Okay, it's like minuscule. Now if you cut the cord and instead you're watching on YouTube TV or Hulu or DirecTV Now, or Sling TV, or whatever, you're being counted. Nielsen's tracking you, so it makes zero difference. The reason that these numbers are at an all-time low is because fewer people are watching than ever. That's why. That's it. And if you watch the show, like, honest to God here, everybody, if you're watching Raw every Monday night, and you see the ratings are at record lows, why are you trying to figure out a reason why, or trying to explain to me that maybe more people are watching than are? Do you watch the shows? Does it surprise you that they're at record lows right now? Seriously. You watch the quality of Raw on Monday night, you see that they're at record low ratings, and you're trying to explain some, like, wacky jump-through-hoops way to, I guess, convince me that more people are watching than are? Do you watch the show? I don't get it. Now, if Raw were great, and they're at record lows, and you go to Starbucks, and like everybody that's there is talking about Raw, then maybe you could say, you know what, maybe there's something weird about the ratings. But, I mean, all I hear are more and more people that quit watching Raw. I hear it every day. I get emails every day. I haven't watched Raw since November. I haven't watched Raw since Crown Jewel. I haven't watched Raw since the spring. Every day I get these. But then, strangely enough, I get people trying to, like, figure out how maybe there are people watching when there aren't. I don't get it. It's weird.
I like the ones that are happy that we watch it so they don't have to.
Yeah, every day I hear that. But then there's a subset of people that are like, Raw's actually really popular, and there, you know, there's millions and millions of people that have, you know, they've stopped watching on cable.
Where did all the women 18 to 49, where did all of them go?
Yeah, they suddenly became huge fans of torrent sites. I mean, what?
Yeah. Between 8 and 9, where did they go? Because they weren't there for the show, and there was no competition. So where are they? Where are these stories that are drawing them in? Where are they?
Here's another one, by the way, all right? So the women's audience on Raw have been turning out in large numbers, okay? The Raw rating on Monday was a record low number, And in the demos, it was a huge turnoff of female viewers in the middle of this women's evolution. And Dave was trying to figure out why. And, I mean, let's think about that opening segment right there, okay? You had Alexa Bliss, you had Bayley, you had Sasha. Okay, I want everyone, if you're really trying to figure out why no one's watching Raw, take your wife or your girlfriend and have them watch that segment with Alexa and Bayley and Sasha. And then I want you to text me or email or whatever, call, and let me know what they thought of it. Because it seems to me that if I were a woman, I'd have hated that segment. Because every woman in that segment was completely unlikable, and they were all so catty and bitchy to each other. Is that how women act in real life? The answer is no. I know a lot of women. They don't act like that. There seems to be this thing in WWE, among the writers or Vince or whoever, this belief that all women hate each other. And all women, like, they're catty, and they're backstabbing, and they're devilish. That's not real life.
Well.
And if you're a woman viewer and you're forced to watch this every week on television, these women, they bully each other, they backstab each other, they do these interview segments where they're just portrayed as being so completely unlikable. I mean, are you surprised the women audience tunes out?
20 years after you doing this with the Nitro Girls.
Yeah, oh my God. That's another one, by the way.
Just to draw a comparison back to what's worse.
I mean, for those of you that are watching the retro shows, like, okay, if you're following week to week, Stacy Keibler, who is known as Sky now, just won the Nitro Girl, like the Nitro Girl search. For what? They don't even dance anymore. What is their job in WWE right, or in WCW right now? They hang around backstage and they play strip poker. And now Stacy Keibler is like an official member of a troupe that doesn't even exist.
David Flair's girlfriend.
Yeah, that company also went out of business. I shouldn't say also.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, not yet. She's just some random girl right now that shows up backstage and plays strip poker with the Italians.
Raven's cheerleader.
Yeah. This person here says, you're totally right, Brian. Even the most downloaded Raw episodes, I presume this is on torrents, peak at around 1,000. This is from the largest pro wrestling torrent site in the world. Here's a picture of the top five downloads over the past few months. SmackDown Live from December 4th, 725 snatches.
Snatch.
Shut up, Mike. Raw, December 3rd, 707. Here's a Raw from November 19th, 1,400. And here's the all-in pay-per-view, 3,700. Okay? This is not the reason for the Raw decline. That 1,000 viewers is statistically insignificant in the larger framework of the Raw audience and the ratings Monday night.
This is so silly.
It's ridiculous. The show sucks. That's why nobody's watching it. He says, I never asked about the rating. I asked about unaccounted for viewership in the cable. There is no unaccounted viewership in the cable industry.
They're not significant enough to make a difference in what you're talking about. They're just not, period.
Not, that's not even it. They're not unaccounted for. I watch on YouTube TV every Monday.
No, but I mean, I'm talking about the torrent ones.
Yes. All right, this person here. Let's move on to a different topic. Oh, God, here we go. What about DirecTV Now? It's all accounted for.
Oh, God. The only thing you can say that's different is the cable is tallied at one side, satellite at the other. But guess what? They're all mixed together, and they know.
You hear the sound here? That's me banging my head on the table.
Don't do it, boss. CTE.
I feel like Goldberg right now.
Neck issues. Don't put your hand through anything.
Let's do some news here. Let's get away from these text messages before I lose my mind. The finals of the New Japan Tag League. It is going to be Guerrillas of Destiny versus Sonata and Evil in the finals. That's what it's come down to here. World Tag League finals take place on Sunday. Air live on New Japan World. And Goto will be defending the never open weight title against Kota Ibushi on the show as well. which is very interesting, actually.
I want Bushi to win the title.
But then what?
I want him to feud, at least go short term with either, look at the Dome, if he's either against Zack Sabre Jr. or Suzuki, and you move the title in that direction and you use Ibushi to do it, I would like that very, very much.
Hmm. Just wondering how this plays into this whole Omega thing, if he's actually the champion.
Well, it's a short-term thing for now. You could do that and then take it from there. I mean, Kenny's got a thing to do on January 4th. Mm. That's where Ibushi doesn't, neither does Suzuki or Sabre Jr. And I'd like to see, look, Sabre Jr., I think, you know, with all the changes that we're talking about, I'd like to see him have a much, much bigger year next year.
Person here says, I don't know why you have such a problem with the flagship show having heat segments, but obviously the payoffs are coming at TLC. Please, please, everyone remember this text message. Because there were a million heat segments leading into Survivor Series. I don't remember all those being paid off there. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live. Dr. Lucha, thank God!
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed-rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A-plus rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yep, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. The Doctor of Lucha is joining us here today. Just want to mention before we go to him very quickly that I got a bunch of text messages during the break, and they all said essentially the same thing. My girlfriend saw a clip on Facebook of the Bliss segment, texted me that she felt embarrassed watching it. So there you go. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Sorry, I haven't been around as much lately. Work got busy, but now work is very unbusy.
What are you, Santa Claus?
My apologies to the fan. No, it's cyclical. My work is cyclical. And November is just a nutsy month for us.
Mm. But hey, did we talk about December through
about March is really light.
Did we talk about the brick throwing incident here the last time you were on, or have we?
We have not.
Oh my God! All right, tell everybody this story.
It's simple enough. I mean, at a relatively small arena outside Mexico City, a veteran wrestler who mostly does work in extreme. I mean, that's his calling card. I mean, he'll work in anything. You know, he works very frequently. Leader of a trio that is very famous for many years within Mexico City, but it's never made really the big time. Got either angry or planned to get angry at his opponent who was just relatively new coming in from Puerto Rico, and after a spot where the wrestler was outside, his opponent was outside the ring walking away, he got a concrete block that was. No bigger than the average brick that you see on like the sidewalks of southern streets.
Yeah, everyone. I want to mention everyone that people kept calling this a brick. When you think of a brick, you think of that red thing that you can fit in your hand. All right, this was not a brick. This was a big ass concrete block.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, and it threw it at the back of his head and sent the guy into the hospital.
Now the story, which is almost as stupid as what actually happened. The story is that the brick thrower, angel or demon, Angelo Demonio, I believe is his name.
Yeah, Angelo Demonio.
Yeah, the story is that he was mad that he was being stiffed, and so his idea was, I'm going to throw this concrete block at this guy. But he says, I was aiming for his back. Hold on a second. Instead of throwing it at his head, you were going to throw it at his spine? Like, this is your defense?
No.
It's not much of a defense, is it?
No.
It's not much of a guy.
The story has changed enough that I could not tell you what the actual truth behind it is. There are people in the business who will tell you that, you know, almost anything goes in the business, but you never try and actually hurt your opponent. I mean, hurts will happen just as a normal course of wrestling 300 days a year. At shopping mall shows and bad rings and stuff like that. You have to try. Try too bad to hurt somebody to keep them from making a living. That's the thin blue line that nobody should ever cross. You know, you don't like somebody, you can take it up in the locker room, but you're out there presenting a product where somebody else is paying for you, either the fans or the promoters, depending on how you want to look at it. And here you're preventing somebody from working for the next year. So I don't know if there's any excuse he could have come up with that would make it acceptable, but wrestling in Mexico is still a very rough sport in front of rough fans and rough arenas. It's very dry here. I mean, we just had a storm go through and the humidity is finally coming down. People who see Arena Mexico and people who see Arena Ciudad de Mexico for Triple Mania, Triple A, if that's all you see, you're getting an interestingly wrong picture of the majority of Mexican wrestling. Most of Mexican wrestling occurs in really rowdy arenas with a population that is a rough population, a cowboys and miners and farmers population, not you know, a well-off population like a PWG or the Indies are growing these days. That doesn't mean there's not some shows like that, but the majority is it's a rough sport, and a lot of people within the business in Mexico are just looking at this as like this just happens, and he'll get suspended in certain parts of the country and be able to work in other parts.
Steve, I actually got a three-part question that all relates to this. Number one,
sure,
the benefit show that they had, how did it go? How much money was raised? How did it go for them as far as the money earned from that show? Because how does it usually work? All the proceeds from the show usually go to the guy?
To a large extent, Mike, that is true. When they do benefit shows, I'll say this, it varies. It varies by the ethics of the promoter. But in this case, I think there was so much outside publicity watching this that a great chunk of the money raised, you know, beyond the expenses to turn on the lights and pay the concessionaires or whatever, it would go to Cuervo of Puerto Rico. There's a dark Cuervo who's been working for years in Mexico, and it's not the same guy. So most of it would have gone to him, and Rob Bihari, and I think a couple of others within other parts of the wrestling fandom community also tried to organize some help, as well. And it was a very, very heartwarming story in that regard. However, somebody who's going to have medical bills for a year and can't work for a year, one benefit show and one fundraising campaign is still going to leave him, you know, in a financial hole for a long time.
All right, question number two. Wrestler justice, has there been any served out? Where has this guy wrestled? Because I'm sure he's got to continue to wrestle to make money, and even on the outskirts, where has he been? Has there anybody got to him?
Well, and I have actually seen a poster where, you know, where they promote him as coming up on the show, and then there's the concrete block is also elsewhere on the poster.
The concrete block is getting bookings.
Illustrate this is the guy that is coming. So I haven't seen any wrestler justice. I mean, there are a
hold
lot
on, wait, Steve, hold on a second. So they're using the block as a way to book this guy. Like, he's getting bookings as a brick thrower.
Yes. Wow. Yes, one poster.
The block and team with Greg Hardy.
To his legend now.
Okay.
There may be others. We don't see all the posters and all the shows, especially all the really little shows that go on around the country. And he's not even supposed to be working in the state of Mexico, which is an area outside the Distrito Federal in Mexico City. He's not supposed to be working according to their commission, but Arx and Lucha commissions in large parts of the country, not all of them, but in large parts of the country are just there to collect fees and don't do a tremendous amount of oversight anyway on it. I have not heard of any, you know, wrestlers going back after him for this, and I would in Mexico I would be surprised if that happened. If they were very I don't even hear of any wrestlers yet, you know, coming out publicly and demanding anything more than a suspension for him. But you know, it's a livelihood of a lot of really tough people. And I think that people will just be very careful if they have to work against him in the future.
But why is there no outcry? Why is nobody standing up and saying this guy should be?
Well, it's not that there's
no practically outcry. Killed this guy.
It's not the outcry you would expect in a regular sport in the U.S. In a regular sport in the U.S., his career would be over. Like, you know, the Kareem Hunt of the Chiefs and stuff like that. You make a giant mistake of trying to kill your opponent. He's probably in jail. And not going to be wrestle because he's going to be in jail for a long time for manslaughter.
Dr. Lucci, you just mentioned the Kareem Hunt thing. Remember the guy that punched the woman in the face at one of these, whatever the Mexican equivalent of the Outlaw Mud Show is, the Hard Times People tour. You know, when the guy punched the girl in the face, was there any repercussions from that?
Not that I remember. Not that I remember. I could let you know by the next show, but I don't, off the top of my head, I don't recall any.
Because the thing was, he was drunk and walked up and just punched her in the face.
It's an interesting, Mexico has a different judicial system, and it has a very interesting, culture on looking at people getting ahead in life. This is a long story to go into in another time. We would have to do, you know, an hour show, Brian, on that. But, you know, you've got, like, Charlie Manson, who brutalized. He did the same thing that Angel or Demonio did to two police officers, and he probably went even a little further. I mean, he kept hitting him with concrete stuff. And he got out of jail way before his term was original term that I...
Hey, at least he was in jail for a while.
But he was in jail for a while, and he couldn't work, and he's never been the same as an athlete since. He wasn't, you know, the great shakes of a worker to begin with, but, I mean, he's even considerably, noticeably less since he got back.
Hey, boss, you taking a booking in Mexico?
Are you kidding? Hey, Steve, we got a lot of people asking about Phoenix, and not only they want to know about his injury, I want to know about what did he say that was so controversial about his injury?
I don't know that. I don't know why there's any particular controversy about that. He was injured during a match with Barbaro Cavernario. They were having a match for the, I think it was the Leyenda de Plata finals, and Barbaro was doing all his, you know, dives from the top of the moon and the top of Jupiter and Saturn onto his knees, onto the floor and stuff like that. And at some point in the match, and I've looked at it, and it doesn't appear to be directly related to accidentally taking a shot in the wrong place, but at some point in the match, it looks like he started really hurting in the area where you would have a pulled groin muscle. And as it turns out, he has taken himself off of all bookings for the rest of the year under the very, very rare for a Mexican to be able to do this economically, but he can afford to with all the money he's made on independent circuits to let himself heal and not have to work through stuff just to pay the rent, which is the case for you know, more of the Mexican wrestlers on the bottom of the cards. But there should be no controversy about this. I mean, in Mexico, you have this, the same thing as you do in Japan. In fact, Japan is worse. Unless you're half dead or your leg is twisted sideways, you try and make your dates for your company. But in Mexico, I think it's great that he's been able to earn enough of a reputation and enough of the likelihood of earning next year and stuff like that. He can let himself heal and only show himself when he's working at, you know, at the top of the line game.
What do we have coming up over the next couple of weeks here? We got like 2 minutes here. We haven't plugged anything for a while.
Well, we haven't. I mean, we are waiting for tonight. If CMLL doesn't announce it, normally its biggest tournament of the whole year, and this is a tournament company, is the Universal Champions Tournament, where all 16 singles champions, or 15, and then they invite a foreigner, get come in and have a 2 to 3 week tournament, depending on how they stack it, usually 3 week tournament, to determine a new Universal Champion this year. For each calendar year. And we've been expecting it, and little tiny hints were given that they thought they might do it in December. And no, nothing has come out, and if it's not announced in the cards that are released after the show tonight or first thing in the morning, they're not going to be able to have it this year.
Well, stand by. We actually have to head to a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Wrestling Observer Live.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Lugu a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dr. Lucci, your chance to finish up that last answer and then get some plugs in today.
Well, yeah, and so we're hoping CML will announce its Leyenda, or its Universal Championship Tournament tonight, which, if I can go on my annual rant about having 15 of their 16 wrestler champions lose in 5 minutes. But that's another story. We're hoping they'll do that. Otherwise, it's probably nothing for about 3 weeks from them. Then they get set for Fantastica Mania. Triple H just finished Guerra de Titanes, so they're just going to do TV taping through March. And Crash just finished its last show, so it's going to be a quiet time. Which leads us to the newsletter, and in my return to the newsletter after being unavailable for a couple of weeks and stuff, I've got a really interesting piece on the 2018, the year that was the final year for a lot of legends.
As far as, like, retirements, deaths, et cetera?
Well, like, Mil Máscaras worked 4 matches the entire year. Negro Casas finally got old and had a lot of injuries and is still out for injuries. And Atlantis is just the shell of what it used to be. So those sorts of things.
Oh, man. Time finally caught up to Atlantis.
Yeah, it's caught up to a lot of people this year.
Well, that's in the new Figure Four Weekly, everybody. It's available with a subscription at WrestlingObserver.com. If you subscribe, you not only get the Figure Four Weekly newsletter, you get the Wrestling Observer newsletter every week. Archives of both newsletters. There's thousands of archived issues going back decades. And, of course, every radio show we've ever done dating back to 2005 is in there. That's over 9,500 radio shows, many of which feature the Doctor of Lucha, if you're a Lucha fan, so check those out. And Dr. Lucha, over the next couple of weeks, we'll get you on, hopefully weekly, some way, somehow, and keep up to date with everything going on down there.
Yeah, my availability is much better.
All right. Well, thanks so much for doing the show here today. Thanks, of course, everybody, for listening. Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. And yes, I said every day, there's a Saturday replay. Check it out, everybody. We'll talk to you again this weekend, Wrestling Observer Live.